This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, a podcast featuring real reviews written by people who just need the world to know what they think. Between you and me, I wanted to like this podcast, but I'd give it 0 stars if I could.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 147 of Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet. This is a podcast where we read some shitty reviews, and we're also siblings at the same time.
Is this what happens when you put your hair in a ponytail?
What happens?
This.
What's this?
This whole thing. Your whole thing.
My vibe? My vibe changes because of my ponytail?
They're not quite as impeccable as I'd hoped, but I guess they're okay.
Y'all, I have enough hair now where I can make a freaking stunning ponytail, and she's jealous.
I am jealous.
Yeah.
Well, welcome, everybody. Today we are reading, well, today we were supposed to record probably a few hours ago, and then I fell asleep. Mm-hmm. But we're here now, and we're going to read reviews of whale watching.
I'm cautiously excited.
Okay. Cautiously, though.
Yeah.
You scared?
There are a couple moments.
Of the whales?
Whale moments.
Okay. Whale, whale, whale.
Whale, 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 indeed.
I think you have more than me.
Sure. I'll go first. This first one isn't of a whale thing.
It's not kind of.
It's
whale?
Manatees and dolphins, which, you know, they're all the same, right?
Alexander, don't. Our Twitter's been so nice and clean and happy lately.
Nice and clean, just like I like my Twitter feed. No, this is of the Manatee Scenic Tour Boat. - Dolphin and Manatee Eco Tours, Ponce Inlet's original scenic tour boat.
What do you think of when you think about manatees?
I think of the Cincinnati Zoo and the weird game where you had to use
it goes,
you had to, yes, you had to drag the manatee
to
safety,
it.
And you dragged it with your finger. So you it was a touch screen, and you dragged the thing, the manatee, through out from like the harbor.
Yeah, it was unsafe in the harbor.
Yeah, into the ocean, but you'd have to dodge boats and fishing nets.
Really janky, and so like even if you were like slightly off, it would be like, you hit a propeller.
Yeah.
I was like, no, I killed my manatee.
But I discovered, yeah, you killed many, but I discovered that if you're quick
That's
enough,
right.
You can just jump the land and go straight to the ocean.
Just like throw the manatee over the land inlet.
So I'm convinced that I have the world record pace. Manatee saving game on the Cincinnati Zoo.
We should tell the zoo that you should get some sort of
statue
in the manatee enclosure.
Yeah.
All I think about is that weird sound it would make. Yeah. Like, do they actually make that sound?
I don't know. I've never seen one. Yeah, probably.
Okay.
I don't know why the zoo would play a fake sound and just make it up.
They let you jump over the land with a manatee, okay? I don't know that it was the most realistic setup.
Yeah, that's true.
I guess that probably wasn't part of their
plan.
But
then did they bring someone in the back and they said, hey, Gary, we need a sound for the school kids coming in.
Do you hear how well I do it? I think I could do it.
Yeah, okay, go talk to them. Maybe they need to update their sound. We'll both have a statue. Okay. Perfect.
Sorry, I wasn't expecting to talk about manatees. Otherwise, I would have prepared this. No, I wouldn't have.
It sounds well prepared. You came with facts.
Thank
and
you. All I remembered
knowledge.
Was the noise. I forgot all about the dragging the manatee. I forgot all of that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
I'm glad you reminded me.
Yeah, that's all. I forgot about the sound.
I didn't.
I can tell. Anyway, this is in Ponce Inlet, Florida. This is a 1-star review. Scam! Called ahead of time to make sure we would be able to see at least one manatee before purchasing tickets. The ticket woman was incredibly kind and funny. But when we got on the boat, the man told us he hasn't seen any in a couple weeks. We did not see a single manatee. Not a single one. All we saw were birds. Tons and tons of birds and fancy houses. Ooh. No manatees. We spent $23 per person to see manatees. Not birds we can see from land. We saw more aquatic life on the dock of the boat than on the entire 2.5-hour boat ride. Don't waste your money. Go to any dock and you can see more than this entire 2-hour tour for free. End of review.
You just see that man on a dock like looking for manatees. Sir, that's not going to happen for you here.
That's the nature of these. That is, that's why I read it first, is because that was a very common complaint.
That sums up everyone's complaint. No whales.
Hey, I didn't see a whale. Well, guess what? They're not trained.
Yeah.
They're wild animals and should be respected. So
if you sit long enough, you might see one jump the land, but it happens so quick. You have to listen for the sound.
You listen for the sound, and then
you might see one flying through the air. Yeah. But it's very rare.
Yeah, yeah.
Go to the Cincinnati Zoo.
That's where you go, yeah.
They might have one.
There was an owner response to this
one. Oh, what did they possibly owner have response. To say?
First of all, we advise all potential customers when asked about our wildlife that we cannot guarantee we will see them on every single tour. However, we do our best to find manatee and dolphin on each and every tour. Unfortunately, you had a bad experience not being able to see any. We do not appreciate the fact that you accuse us of saying we have not seen manatee in weeks. That is an outright fabrication on your part. Just for the record, our tour is 2 hours, not 2.5 hours. Thank you for your over-exaggerated, fabricated comment. We wish you all the best.
Oh my God. Response. Yeah, I saw some really angry responses being like, you're lying. Yeah. Or like, what do you expect from us? Yeah. They must get so frustrated. There is no way in hell that the person was like, yes, you will definitely see a manatee. Like,
yeah,
they can't say that.
Yeah, I can't imagine they would.
And a lot of these places give free redemption tickets. I don't know the right word. Like, they give like a...
Yeah, you get to come back on another day.
Which obviously is not ideal if you're like a tourist, but that's as much as they can do, right?
The
like,
amount
they
of people that complain they got a free tour and then they said, well, okay, I want to go tomorrow. And they said, well, tomorrow's... is booked, and they're like, well, I leave the next day, and they're like, okay, sorry. I like, what are they gonna do?
They can't drag these animals, and then anyway, it's just some people are never gonna be happy. If I ever go into some sort of tourism industry, I'm not doing any sort of marine watching. Maybe bird watching.
Everything is open, but so far we're gonna narrow this down eventually.
I'm not even limiting it to animal. Like, I'll do birds or like fancy house watching.
Fancy house watching,
I think that would be a great tour,
similar to the Hollywood House tour.
Yes,
but from a boat
on the water.
Okay,
and you could just eat a sandwich and like watch people's houses. I think that's a great tour.
Okay.
I would do it. Okay. TM. Okay, I have a review. This actually came in from Lauren, and I think this matches your first one pretty well, because it's about someone who kind of believes there's a whale watching conspiracy afoot.
There might be.
This is a...
It'd be like those psychics in Albuquerque. CD underbelly.
Oh, yeah. The CD whales underbelly.
Ooh.
This is of Cap'n Fish's Cruises. Oh, my God. There's a lot of apostrophes.
That's a terrible name. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Is a person's name actually Cap'n Fish?
Cap'n Fish? I doubt it.
Then choose something else.
I'm sorry. It's not great. Can you imagine going to the like a trademark office or the business office being like, no, Cap'n with the apostrophe, then a fish, then another apostrophe. It's just a little bit confusing.
Our business is literally called Schieffer Madness. So
I know.
I don't feel too much better about ours.
Okay. Well, we're not one to talk. Okay. I redact it. Okay, this is a 2-star review by Fiona. They claimed we saw a whale. I think it was a plant on the boat.
Okay. Wait. A plant as in a...
Like someone planted...
Someone planted a whale? That conspiracy would be wild.
She thought the dragging finger thing was like an actual controlling them. No, so I realized now
the person who said they saw a whale was a plant.
Yeah, but when I said it out loud, it really does sound like she's saying it was a plant. This whale was a plant on the boat. Yeah, but she believes that this could be a one of the guests was planted to be impressed by this imaginary whale. They claimed we saw a whale. I think it was a plant on the boat, as one lady made all three sightings, one confirmed by the employee. Since they saw a whale, no refunds were offered. None of the people in my group or around us saw anything. I am most angry that they show such a high percentage of viewings when you really see nothing. End of review.
That would be a bit weird if one... truly weird if one person saw... three whales?
Three whale sightings.
And no one else saw anything?
The employee saw one of them, allegedly.
Yes. That would be something special. So
yeah, I don't know who to believe here.
You know what? I don't think... Thankfully, this is pretty low stakes. So I don't think we really need to make a final judgment.
I don't think Fiona's right that this is a plant. I don't think the company like put somebody on to go, wow, a whale. And then like, because couldn't the employee do that? I mean, I guess it's not as effective. But I feel like this isn't a great plant if she says it three times before the employee's like, yeah, you're right.
That's why they fired her. They're like, you suck at this.
Perhaps. You're not good. You're not a natural. I think this might just be an over-enthusiastic guest who's like, is that a whale?
True.
And okay, they're like, no, it's not a whale.
I feel like
is that
makes that lines up more.
And then maybe once she actually did spot one. Yeah. But I do like that, you know, I love a good conspiracy. So Fiona didn't get her money back. That was the other thing. I saw a couple people say, like, they refused to give our money back because they said we saw a whale, but we only saw part of a whale. Yeah. And I was like, oh, come on.
They're going to, like, lift it out of the water so you can see the whole
thing.
They
couldn't even prove it was a whale. And I was like, what do you want them to do?
I saw ones where they said, we didn't get our money back. All we saw were, and then they listed three types of whales. And I was like, what? Why are you going on this thing?
So many people are pissed at you who didn't get to see any whales.
It's like some Moby Dick shit. They're trying to find their like specific whale, but you can't find, the other three don't matter.
Well, and the other thing is apparently, according to a lot of laws, you're not allowed to spend more than like 20 minutes with the whales because you're like, obviously in their space.
I did see some owner responses where they said, yeah, we refuse to go into this place, this area we're not supposed to go in, and you got mad.
You refused to like break into their pod of whales.
Ridiculous. All right, here's one of San Diego Whale Watch.
Ooh.
This is a one-star review by Frank. The most miserable experience of my life. We spent hours in the ocean looking at the same clear blue water, not seeing even a single whale. The closest thing to marine life I saw was a fly roaming inside the boat. The company knows that whales are not residing off the coast of San Diego during the summer because of the high temperatures, so why are they continuing to scam tourists and residents? End of review.
If you know this, why
That's
are you
exactly
even taking this?
That's exactly why I brought that. What is...
There's no whales. I know it. Why are you on this boat then?
But to catch
Go
them?
Find another...
Like, I don't know.
To look at flies?
Man. Yeah, closest thing to marine life I saw was a fly roaming inside.
I actually really like that line.
Yeah. I don't know. This person, for being such an expert, made a really stupid decision
spending
this money on a summer whale watching tour off the coast of San Diego during high temperatures.
They just bring a fly. The fly is actually a plant.
Oh no!
Because they're like, we need to entertain them somehow. And distract them. They need to see something. There's no fancy houses here. There's no birds. We just got to show them this fly. It's the closest thing we got. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I love that. All right. Well, I have one. I thought you were going to go a different direction. And I was like, wow, we're really in sync here. Never mind. I have one here. This was sent in by Erin, who said she's been to Iceland twice and has never been whale watching, but knows it's a popular tourist attraction there. And she also sent a really nice note that says, it's important to me that you know that I've never laughed at any other piece of media as much as this podcast. And I just was like, wow, that's probably the nicest thing anyone's ever
said.
That is amazing.
Thank you.
So thank you, Erin. Here's the review. I don't know which place it is in Iceland, but it's a whale watching in Iceland. And this is a review by T. It's a one-star review. Well, frown face. Short, sad story. July 26th, 2019. Very stormy. I saw my last night's dinner 6 times. Some whales popped up in a big distance.
Are you just, do you keep re-eating it or something? You're not supposed to do that.
That's what cats do. Stop it. It's gross. Some whales popped up in a big distance. Maybe. I was preoccupied with praying for my dinner to stay inside. No luck. At least I feed whales.
Oh, no.
So, go green, go recycle. Share your dinner with nature. So gross.
That is so nasty.
Share your dinner with nature. And this trip was so difficult for the boat to return that they let us ashore in a different town because it would take another 2 hours to come back. Basically, just go to aquarium to see whales, and you're not going to have a green face, and your schedule won't be ruined. End of review.
So this was more of a review of the whale watching in general, not of this specific location.
Exactly.
Because a lot of people blame... Well, okay, my next review is similar to this one. But yeah, so at least it wasn't like this captain was terrible or whatever.
Yeah, and some people said, if they warn you about seasickness, take them seriously. And I was like, well, that's exactly why... Exactly. Like... But yeah, I felt bad. I get really seasick too. So I'm like, reading these makes my stomach turn a little bit. But at least I fed some whale. I like they're trying so hard to see the positive.
Yeah, they had a good attitude about it.
There were whales in the distance, maybe. Who knows? She was praying. Also, there was a really long response from the owner being like, I also sometimes suffer from seasickness. I know how disappointing it can be. It was like the nicest note.
Okay, good. But how many stars was
one.
It? Yeah, that bothers
but
me.
They
a
wrote
bit,
a really nice little like, next time maybe.
Yeah.
Bring a Dramamine. I don't know.
Yeah. That's one of those things I don't get. I don't get seasick. I don't get. I've only been car sick one time.
That's what I thought. Yeah. I don't get that. How's that?
I bet it's gonna click for me one day, and it's just gonna happen. I'm gonna hate it, and I'm gonna have to be ready for it.
In the back seat recently, in the car, right?
Yeah, I don't get seasick. And you didn't get car sick.
Sometimes when people get older and they have been driving themselves, and they go in the back seat, they get sick. But like, you're still not.
I don't get that.
Oh my god, I get so fucking car sick. When did you get car sick?
In Italy.
Oh yeah.
That was fucking wild. Those turns.
Roads.
Holy shit.
Up a cliff.
That was when I finally appreciated what car sickness was. And
finally, I was like, welcome to my world.
Yeah, it was awful. I remember it so vividly. Like, we had to pull over because I was freaking out because I'd never had that before.
I was like,
holy shit.
Look out the window. Yeah. Stop playing your Game Boy. Man.
I just couldn't stop catching those Pokemon. yeah, that was something. I have a similar thing. This is of San Diego Whale Watch again.
Hey.
This is by Harold. 1 star. Literally a puke fest. People in the halls puking, puke flying off the top area, the smell of rancid shit wafting from the bathrooms, masked by clouds of Lysol, screaming children, and wave after wave. No whales, no dolphins, not even a damn bird. I felt sick, and I don't easily get seasick. This makes me never want to go on another boat in my life. Not even off yet. So close. Get me off this boat. End of review.
Oh my god. All I want is to get you off this boat, sir, but I refuse to go anywhere near it. It's a biohazard. Oh my god, this sounds like hell.
Oh yeah, no, it doesn't sound like fun, but
I mean, stop looking at your phone. That's not helping with your seasickness.
Yeah,
first of all,
so true.
What did I tell you about playing Pokemon on the boat?
I know, come on, Harold. learn from my mistakes,
Harold. Also, like, there's probably a couple flies. If there is this much puke and shit everywhere,
yeah,
you could probably see a few flies around.
True.
That's wildlife.
That's considered marine life nowadays,
marine
I suppose.
Life, I would say.
I'm not going to read it, but the owner response was, it wasn't as positive as the one you explained, but they basically said, yes, this is why we warn you ahead of time about seasickness. And also they said that, they said at the end, we hope you'll be able to use the free re-ride vouchers we provided you.
No, they're not going to use it.
So I don't think that's going to happen.
Can you imagine
but they gave a free ride in the future.
Can you imagine being like an employee or like the captain of that boat, Captain Fish.
Yeah.
And you go home and your partner's like, how is work, honey? And you're just like, don't ask. Like, that must just be like, I bet some days are so much worse than others.
I feel the same way. after a recording
after
session
going here. Yeah this
I get asked how is recording. Oh, don't ask. It was a puke fest.
This room is comparable to a shitty Lysol filled boat.
But you're right. Yeah, I don't. Yeah, but they've seen, that's the thing, is at this point they've seen it all. I don't I feel like the only thing that they would, that would be worthy of talking about is something really wild and new.
How horrible though, like, I hope during COVID they don't, I don't know. Everything with bodily fluid is so much scarier nowadays. I just, Lysol clouds. It makes me really ill. Cool. Great. Well, here we go. This is actually, now this one does kind of go right into what you were just talking about.
Pukefest
2021. This was from an email from Emma. Emma sent a link to a Maori language in New Zealand video, but they said it Maori. Okay, listen, I'm going to try to say how they said it. So they said,
just
kia ora, kia ora, which is hello or greetings in Maori. Beach to Sandy is my walking entertainment because during level 4, we can go for local walks provided we stay distanced from others. So, and then wrote, sent some really nice messages and wrote, take care and much aroha, which means love. So I'm trying to be more,
I love that,
cultured, Alexander.
It's culture looks great on you.
Thank you. I know you've never seen
you
it before.
You are glowing.
It's shocking. I know. So hopefully I didn't, like, I'm sure I butchered that, but you know, I tried to watch the video. So this is a review, 2 stars of Whale Watch Kaikoura, which is in,
wait, hold on,
New,
sorry, we just got an email that says we got banned from New Zealand. What?
Honestly, I am maybe 0.1% surprised, but like really not. I feel like that was bound to happen eventually.
We'll send, Emma, we'll send you if I don't know how you're going to hear this, but I guess we'll send you a special link, private one, to skirt the ban.
Yeah, there, you might get arrested since this is now contraband. This is considered contraband in your nation. Wow. Yeah. So my bad. This is a 2-star review of Whale Watch Kaikoura in New Zealand. This is by Hank. Saw a whale for 15 seconds, and they turned around and came back. Then showed us dolphins, which we loved. Warning! Contains sex. No, I'm just kidding. Wrong review. Warning! They sell seasick pills over the counter without any instructions. You should not drive for 8 hours after taking them. I didn't know this and took the pill and fell asleep on the road.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Really dangerous.
That's terrifying.
I couldn't realize what was happening to me, so I stopped under a bridge and had a sleep. Then Googled about the product and realized it could cause drowsiness. End of review. Fell asleep while driving. Terrifying.
Yeah, terrifying.
I don't know if you've ever taken Dramamine.
I have. I've taken it to fall asleep on an airplane.
I was
going to
say,
so
it will knock you out. Yeah. That stuff knocks you out. I did that once, but I was not driving, but I did fall asleep like in the middle of the day on a tour somewhere. So,
yeah.
So I get the sleep thing, but like,
dang, I don't know.
They
probably
should give
something.
You some warning if you're buying these over the counter at the place, but that's just me. I don't know.
I mean, unless you buy it. If you're buying like just a pill, like are they just giving you
that's
a pill?
That's what I don't get. Are they just like sliding
weird.
It across the counter?
Yeah, exactly. That would, well, because hey, this person knew
the brand,
so they could search for it later.
They Googled it, right?
So I'm wondering, because I would be very surprised if they're like, open your hand, here's your pill.
Close your eyes and open your mouth.
Yeah, yeah. I don't
pick
know.
Pick right hand or left hand. We're not going to tell you.
Oh my God.
I just like, I went under a bridge and fell asleep. It's like, oh my God, this could have ended so
no,
poorly.
Yeah, no, it's scary. It's really scary.
I feel like you could, if you had crashed your car, you probably could sue and be like, if this is true.
Yes, depending on how this happened.
Yeah, they just handed me a pill and made me pay for it. I don't know. So you're right. They knew the name of it. I somehow doubt it was just like a loose pill out of someone's purse, but you know, whatever.
Yeah, it was like, what counter was it? Like, was it just someone behind
over
a
the counter?
Counter
wink. Yeah.
Was it actually an employee? Yeah. A lot
oh my
of
God, that's
there.
A great tactic though. If you just go on one of these boats with like a bottle of Dramamine and you're like shilling it from your own bag.
Yeah, and then like, your fifth boat that week, there the captain's like, Captain Fish is like, "What are you? Do you just really love whales?"
I would be like, "This is my fifth free ride. I haven't seen one whale yet, you jerk." Okay, I don't even have to pay for these tickets anymore.
Okay, I've got one from Dockside Charters and Whale Watching Tours in Depoe Bay, Oregon. Depoe Bay.
Someone said I was right about the Edgar Allan Poe thing.
How were you right about it?
I forget.
Okay.
That was different.
Yeah. But you're saying like Call of the Void or whatever.
Yeah. But they said there is something similar.
Yeah, they're just trying to be nice to you, Christina.
Oh, maybe.
You shouldn't have brought this up because now I'm going to be mean to you.
Why did I? Oh, that's because Edgar Allan Poe named it, I think.
No, I told. Wait, name. Oh, named Call of the Void.
I think so.
Oh.
So you know what? There's something he calls it, the Imp of the Perverse, which is really scary.
So just he talked about this idea that just exists.
Yeah, but they said it's either called Imp of the Perverse or Call of the Void. Like, he is the one who discussed it, okay?
The one?
Yep. It's about intrusive thoughts.
yes, but I'm aware of what it is.
Edgar Allan Poe called it the Imp of the Perverse. Freud called it the Death Drive.
Who did?
Freud. And he also wrote a whole story about it.
Cool. But that doesn't mean it's the origin.
Alexander,
because it's like whenever I see it talked about, it's like the original was in French.
Yeah, I know.
L'appel du vide or whatever.
Yeah. Okay, you know what? I'll find that tweet and tell you later how right I am. All right, your turn.
I was wondering how you got on that, and then I realized I said Depot, which is probably not even how you say it. It's probably Depot Bay or whatever. I don't know. It doesn't matter. Something Bay, Oregon. Edgar Allan Poe Bay, Oregon. This is by Travis, 1 star. They do not care about the customer experience at all. I went on their website and had nothing but problems from the very start. I advised them of the problems and they refused to do anything about it. Their website honestly is one of the most disgusting things I've ever come across. I actually had to wash my hands after leaving their website. That's how filthy it was. My stomach can handle spicy foods and liquor just fine, but their website honestly made me hurt. End of review.
They go to like depotafterdark.com? Like, what are they doing?
No, it's just a really
XXX
shitty website. That's all it is.
Oh my god, calm the fuck down.
No, yeah, exactly. Like, I would agree with this person that their website is not good.
Disgusting.
But it's not. It's
repulsive.
It's as if it's offensive to the senses,
like,
which it's really not that bad.
Not the right words to use. I mean, yikes. Yeah.
Granted, this was written 2 years ago, but the one I saw, if they updated it since 2 years ago to what it is now, I'd be very surprised. So I assume it's very similar, if not the same, as it was to the one that was being reviewed here.
Angelfire.net.
It's not great. It's not great.
Big whoop. Like, okay.
And their booking system. I went through like a process of, how to try to get into the mind of this reviewer. I went through the process of booking a whale watching tour.
All over my house? God.
And then I kept eating it again.
You did it 6 times.
I had to feed your cats.
Ew.
But yeah. And it was not great, but it seemed to work. I never finished, but it seemed to work, and I got to the end. I don't know.
That's like the most like off-putting review of
it's very dramatic.
I feel bad for these. Also, to tell them like I told them what was wrong with their webs. If that's what you told them, no wonder they were like affronted and also didn't do anything. What are they supposed to do?
We get emails like that of people criticizing certain things, and the way they go about it, it's like, wow, that is just not a nice way to come. Yeah.
Wait, what do you mean?
I don't want to talk about
it. Not about our website.
No, because our website is garbage and everyone knows it. It's just it's a basic website. I don't know. There's no point to
having... It's not like people are like, I'm going to puke all over the place.
No, but like, yeah. It's like there's a way to not come across as just being
kind. Like a total douchebag.
You can be kind and offer feedback, Or I not just, even be kind, just offer the feedback. You don't have to be such an asshole.
Right.
I'm not expecting you to coddle me. Just give me feedback without turning it into some weird...
Oh, to be clear, I am expecting you to coddle me.
Coddle just, her all you want.
Yeah, while we're at it. But no, I mean, but I like know. When he says, oh, I told them all the problems with their website, it's like, did you expect poor like Janine behind the counter to like go download Squarespace? Like, what did you want?
Yeah. And then also,
oh my God,
I don't know if you come with that kind of energy and this you get whale people watching. Get upset back and they're like, hey, why are you?
This isn't like a tech company. I mean, damn.
Yeah.
That hurts my feelings on their behalf.
Yeah.
I had to wash my hands. Also, like, my stomach can handle liquor. Congratulations. Okay. We're all so impressed that you can eat fucking spicy vindaloo and a shot of vodka and you can't.
And this person's making like basically making fun of themselves that their stomach couldn't handle a shitty website. Come on.
What a weird.
Like, how pathetic flex. Are you that you're so worked up about someone else's website? It's not even. I don't know. Like, what's the point?
If this were like your competitor or something, or there were some personal vendetta.
I just don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get it either. It's just really not nice.
No.
And also like really off-putting. Okay. So I got an email from Carla, and this is a review of Lighthouse Charters Naruma and Montague Island Discovery Tours with Waza. And Waza, I'm just now realizing, is like the owner or manager, because that's the person
like
who
Cap'n
responds.
Fish.
It's like Cap'n Fish.
This is their Cap'n Fish.
Cap'n Fish's cousin, Waza, who's a little kookier, you know.
Which like, I didn't think was possible. Knowing
Cap'n
Fish
is the protagonist of the cartoon, and then like Waza is like the cousin that kind of comes in and is like, oh, he's a little office rocker.
Yeah.
He's still entertaining. He's a good guy.
Like Luigi and Waluigi.
Right.
Okay.
But no, makes but because it's Cap'n Fish and Waza.
Yeah, but better. I see.
Yeah, but better. Okay, so I'm not going to read that whole title again, but this is in Naruma, New South Wales. And this is a one-star review by Baloo. I made that up. We went in a group of 12 people, and all of us were bored with this trip, and it's not fair to charge $100 for this trip. They should cost less than $50. There is nothing to see in Montego Island. There is no whale, no penguins. You only get instructions about penguin breading.
Oh, no.
There's nothing to see here. End of review.
Okay, penguin. Couple things here. Wet penguin breading. Is it B-R-E-E-D-D-I-N-G?
B-R-E-A.
They actually spelled it like
oh,
breading?
Oh, yeah, breading. B-R-E-A-D-I-N-G. And Carla in the email was like, enjoy the penguin breading.
Ew.
Like, what the fuck does that mean? Ew. And then I read it and went, uh-oh.
That sounds dangerous.
And the fact that you get instructions about penguin breading makes it sound so much worse. Because even
instruction,
if it were breeding, exactly. I'd be like, what do you mean instructions about penguin
it's
breeding?
As if you have to participate.
Yeah, this
when you're
is
being
not...
instructed... how something works generally it's so you can do it
who's teaching this and why also there's nothing to see here just some penguin breeding
oh, no.
Either way it's bad anyway penguin breeding just really got
oh,
to
no.
me
it got to ugh. Me too
so it's a $50 penguin breeding class what was the lady's name who taught that cooking class you read about in the last episode?
Geez, I don't remember.
Miss Twizzle or something.
Miss Twizzle, yes. Miss Twizzle.
Twizzle. She's Wazoo's teacher.
Oh, teaching penguin
breading course
to Wazoo. That makes sense. It
this lines
suddenly
up. Became like an Adult Swim cartoon because it got really weird.
Was there a review that said I could bread penguins better than them?
There's nothing to see here. Just me learning penguin breading. Yep, there is.
Oh, makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that was my last one, penguin breading.
Okay, I've got another one of Dockside Charters and Whale Watching Tours. This is a one-star review by Clarence. Wow, I was really looking forward to going fishing, but they don't have any discount for disabled veterans, only active duty personnel. I guess they don't care about wee gray hairs who probably served before they were even a little thought in their parents' eyes. So disappointed. End of review.
Oh, no. Oh, no. That's weird.
Did not have to say it that way.
You didn't. Clarence. We got the message pretty quickly.
Yeah, that was very unnecessary.
Could have ended at just only active duty, period.
Yeah. When I was in eighth grade, our middle school principal gave a very creepy speech. He was always very known for being very
Just a little.
Let's just say he made students very uncomfortable.
Very uncomfortable.
I'm just going to leave it at that.
Yeah.
Because even if there was something bad, our school would have covered it up because they were good at that. Anyway.
Wouldn't be the first and wouldn't be the last.
Exactly. So let me just say, this speech was the weirdest thing.
I think we have it on VHS.
Yes. And I really want to find it because I would love
to
watch
it. I'm pretty sure I know exactly where it is.
They kept in all the students' reactions because all the students, we would look at each other and have these, like, literally mouth to each other. What?
The videographer was like zooming in on students' faces during the speech. I remember
the fact that they kept it made me laugh so hard.
It was like an eighth grade graduation or something.
Yeah, it was. And it was in the chapel. So I'm just, you know, in the everything in the chapel just makes it even
creepier. Everyone's in the pews.
And he'd say things like, he said things like, oh, like, he's like when you were just a twinkle in your parents' eyes, and then he talked about how he would watch the students on the playground,
yes,
and it would
yes.
make him very. It was a
he's
lot.
Like, sometimes I sit back and watch at the playground. They don't know I'm seeing. It was so bizarre.
And
it was so bizarre.
He just So that's what Clarence here reminded me of about being a little thought in your parents' eyes.
I feel like that's when you know how you have a panic button when you work at 7-Eleven. I'd be like hitting the panic button. Usually for the police, but like,
yeah,
when I would Clarence just be hitting it in. For the police. Like, he's just trying to tell me something like about veterans, but
that's a bad sign. If your parents' eyes come into the conversation, things
aren't
going
to talk
well.
About that.
Yeah. And
I don't want to talk about that.
Yeah. Man, I gotta watch that video again.
All he wanted to do was go fishing.
Yeah.
Isn't that all he wanted to do?
That's all.
He's lying though. He wanted to go fishing and he wanted to talk about.
Yeah. And wanted to get a discount.
He wanted to talk about his existence before everyone was a thought
just
in their
parents'
eyes.
A little entitled there. I do have one more, though.
Oh, good.
This is from an email. This is from Jacinth. Rhymes with the labyrinth. So did I do a good job, Jacinth?
I would say.
I think so. She, her. Thank you for that.
Jacinth.
Jacinth. Jacinth? It's not spelled like Jacinth,
okay,
so Jacinth. I don't think so. But Jacinth is planning to go whale watching on an upcoming trip.
Ooh.
And wanted to find some reviews. So here is one. This isn't good. This is not good.
Oh.
And actually there were two of these reviews, but I chose this one. This is a review of Dolphin Fleet Whale Watch in Provincetown, Massachusetts. This is a one-star review. Wanna whack a whale?
No.
Then go with this company. We went on the noon cruise earlier in the week, spotted several whales, and the boat collided with a humpback whale. Prior to the collision, it was very easy to see it coming. I feel bad that my money went towards harassing these beautiful creatures. I urge any whale watch passengers to take video and pictures of operator negligence and to forward it to the appropriate authorities at NOAA. If the NOAA doesn't have funds to police these bad operators, then the customers need to do the policing. I'm sure one could have an enjoyable enough experience. We saw many whales, and they were awesome, but it really does put a damper on things when you know the boat you were on added another scar to the back of one of these beautiful animals. Customers, it is your job to police your captains. Know the laws, turn them in if they do something bad, rate them 5 stars if they do something good. This cruise was terrible. And there was another review saying that the captain went into an unauthorized zone and hit a whale.
What?
Yeah, and for those who don't know, like I didn't know either, the NOAA is the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
Oh my God, Alexander, that's terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, I obviously know this shit happened because the Cincinnati Zoo taught me about dragging a manatee out of a harbor, you know, from dangerous boats. But like, what are you guys doing? This is happening repeatedly.
I do not know much about whale watching as an industry. I don't know if overall it is a positive thing. I know there are many who do it for research purposes and supposedly to help these whales, but clearly that is not always the case.
No.
This
probably ruin it for everyone else who's like we went on a few. Well, you weren't there. Obviously, you knew I was going to bring this up, but one time I got dragged to this stupid Turn Island at TERN, and it's this fucking oceanic bird, and I had to go because my stepmom paid so much money for this bird watching expedition, and I'm quite frightened of birds. Actually, I don't know if it came before or after this kind of chicken and egg, turn and egg situation, but Alexander like threw a fit and got to stay home, and so I had to go. Faked sick, threw a fit.
And cried.
Stayed home. I had to go on this boat, and they gave us sharp sticks. I'm literally sure I've talked about this 400 times, but I'm like pretty sure I've told this a million times. But the point was that the whole, it was like a conservation thing, and the money went like directly toward like, you know, building this habitat and making sure people didn't, you know, go too close. And like, it was all very...
Yeah, and the bird's medical bills once you stab them with a stick.
No, that was my medical bills because they said, oh, they go for your eyes. They know your weak points. And I was like, why am I on this island? I'll pay you $100 and like not go on the island. Like, is that an option?
The only time your parents' eyes should come up in conversation is when what it's is all protecting these them eyes? From turns.
Oh my God. They gave us pointed sticks with flowers on them. And I was like, what's the point of flowers? And they were like, well, if you hold them up, then it'll look like you're just underneath a bush. And I was like, no, it won't. What are you talking about?
You all stand in formation.
Yeah. And they're like, I'm like, if they're smart enough to know where my weak points are, my eyeballs, that they're not going to know I'm not under a bush. Okay. Anyway, point being, I'm working myself. Point being, this whole group and thing was like a big conservation thing. And there was a lot of research going into it and protecting the bird. It was all about like protecting and learning about the birds. So I imagine there are some, you know, groups that are very, very concerned with like, being protective of these animals and taking care of them, and clearly people like this ruin it for everyone.
I feel similarly about zoos. I don't personally, I don't support zoos, and people will tell me, well, look at all these great conservation efforts. I'm not denying that, and I'm sure there are many endangered species that have been helped out by zoos, but there, like you said, there's so many terrible things that happen that it's like,
yeah. And I know people who work at zoos and do a lot of work like rehabilitating animals and stuff, and
it's not so totally black and white. But with whale watching, it might be more black and white. I just don't know enough.
Like, I don't know enough either.
There might be some people who are like,
yeah, busy trying to cheat the fucking game at the zoo. He wasn't actually learning about it.
No, I didn't care about the manatee. I just care about winning.
Cheating, yeah, trying to get a statue up in the zoo. Can you imagine? He's like, I don't support zoos, and then like all of a sudden everyone who goes in Cincinnati Zoo sees a statue of Alexander in the manatee enclosure.
It's similar about me going vegan. It's not for any animals or anything. It's really just about being better than everyone else. That's why I did it.
Like, we know that that's like, we figured that out a long time ago. He just wants he's trying any angle to get a statue. As soon as he gets a statue, he's gonna like drop all of these fucking activism roles and
just give me my statue.
Just somebody make a goddamn statue, please. I'm like so over
donuts on its thumbs.
Put donuts on it. Put a sharp stick with a flower. It'll be
wow.
All right. Well, that was it, right?
I think so.
Okay. Well, it's time for my challenge then. I've not talked about a challenge yet. This is from Natalie, and the challenge was to find reviews of baby products that consumers used for their pets.
I'm very excited for this one.
It was fun. I got some email. Well, I think I got one email and then I found the rest. So the email I got here, oh, maybe I got two. This is from Jesse. Oh, this was a between you and us from a long time ago that wasn't like meant for the challenge, but
inadvertently helping you.
Inadvertently helped, which I'm hoping happens when we kind of make up our own themes and there's still emails to help us.
Well, we can just make up our own themes based on the emails we've gotten.
That's true. That's true too. So this is a review of, oh my gosh, it's an Amazon product, so like don't hold your breath, it might take a while. Okay. Digaby, oh my God, Digaby fits 12-inch, 13-inch, 14-inch, 15-inch bitty baby alive doll clothes, diapers, 360-degree sewing dresses for American Girl dolls with doll nappies, umbrella, milk bottle, nipple, and doll accessories pack of 25 bag set.
Not sure what this is. I thought I had an idea, and then it changed. It went back and forth. I thought
like,
it was clothes.
It's like a what is this called?
You're just making a circle with your fingers. I don't know what
it's
that is.
Like a circle where it's so much information. No, I don't know. That doesn't make sense.
What? Wait, this product is a circle? I don't understand.
No, it's a nipple bottle.
It's a nipple bottle? What does American Girl have to do with this? Do American Girl dolls have nipples?
No.
Okay.
I don't believe so. I think that would probably piss a lot of grandmas off.
Yeah, I guess, but they're just nipple. Okay,
women's breasts are something to be discussed by Alexander.
Oh, okay.
So
I didn't get the memo.
Please stop it. So, okay. What I'm saying is there's so much information that it like defeats the purpose and we have no clue what it is what I'm trying to say.
I see.
There's a point, like an event horizon. I don't know where you cross it. Don't make that face at me. You've never made that face at me before.
You just said there's an event horizon, and when you cross it, and you're talking about nipple bottles.
I'm talking about this.
What is that? You're right. There's a lot there.
Okay, it's doll clothes and accessories.
Okay.
So
and
it's,
accessories. Okay.
It's for little kids, little babies who have like dolls, and they have like a hairbrush and a bottle.
What do nipples have to do with it?
There's a nipple for the bottle.
Oh, okay.
And there's like little diapers and little outfits. It's like for little kids to play with doll. It's like doll clothes. Okay. Okay.
I'm good. So I'm satisfied.
Now do you understand the event horizon?
Yes, I've crossed the threshold.
I think I did that thing with the manatee and just threw you into the event horizon. Okay, so this is a review. It's a 5-star review by Katie. Verified purchase called Great for Squirrels.
Okay, that's not what I expected.
Fits my pet squirrel really well. She has a hard time with the umbrella, though. End of review. So that's that.
Like, they're posing the squirrel for pictures, probably?
It must be, like...
I've seen it, so I'm weirdly not too surprised by this, yeah. But I love that.
And, like, you know, what's her name? Like, Sugarbush the squirrel that Em and I always reference, and the mom, like, rescued this little baby squirrel when she was abandoned, and I don't know if it's a boy or girl, but was abandoned and then like does like little photo shoots and stuff. And their whole house is like dedicated to the squirrel. Yep. And
maybe that's Sugarbush's owner who wrote
That's what I was going to say, is that like it's not Sugarbush's owner, because I'm looking at their profile and like it's definitely a different squirrel owner.
Yeah.
So clearly this is a more common thing in that one more person does it. But I have a Sugarbush portrait and it's like...
Oh, I know. I've seen it.
The military forces invading Iraq or something, and I'm like, wow, they went off in a really weird direction there. But yeah,
support our squirrels.
SOS.
Thin brown line.
Brown line doesn't sound quite as comforting. Not that the other one's comforting either, but
yeah, I'd rather have a thin brown
word.
Line than a yes. Any of the other
I do feel
lines.
Like this is, I mean, no offense, Katie, but a little amateur hour, because like, you know, it's just like a little dress and a umbrella. I feel like Sugarbush is like a full
so
military fatigues and
A little tank.
A little tank, a wedding dress, because I have June Bride as the other portrait.
Oh, I thought
I
you meant the military Sugarbush is wearing a wedding dress, and I was that's a statement right there.
Definitely different settings for those two. Yeah. But I do have June Bride, which is also in a wedding dress. But anyway, so this is a little toy for little babes, and it actually worked for my squirrel, says Katie. So now I have another one here. This is from Taylor, and I really like this one. Taylor says, this is the mattress we got for our baby we had back in April, and the reviews are highly positive. Alexander, this is the mattress I bought for the nursery. So I looked at this and went, holy shit, I bought
Gio?
This. For Gio, right? So Taylor,
and you're giving your baby Gio's old dog bed.
I could see it.
Yeah, I could imagine.
And then I bought Gio a new one. Yeah. I mean, Gio does have like a Casper dog bed. It's like 5 years old now, so it's not as nice. But it's definitely felt really douchey when we bought it. It's really nice, though. Highly recommend. So Taylor says, in reading them, apparently many people purchase this for their dog. Literally. So I thought you might find some good ones. And so Taylor, who recommended this mattress, I also bought this mattress. It's the Graco Baby mattress. And she says, congrats to Christine and Blaze. Actually, I don't know her pronouns, so I'm just going to say. So Taylor says, congrats to Christine and Blaze on the rainbow baby, and congrats to Zandy on becoming an uncle to a baby human.
Thank you. Thank you.
I like that specification. Mm-hmm, since
you
already.
I've been an uncle already.
Three-time uncle. Yeah. So this is a review, not quite what you'd expect. This is a 5-star review by Amazon customer verified purchase, and the title is People's Incorrect Use of Product. Quit buying this bed for your dogs and giving bad reviews. This is a baby mattress meant for small children, not animals. So yes, the dogs will tear up and pee on them and whatnot, but dogs do more damage than a sleeping baby. If you're going to write a review on a product, use the product correctly the way the product was meant to be used. People who want this mattress for their children want to know the parent outlook on it for their kids, not their animals. You all wasted my time writing about a money waste because your dog ate the bed when I wanted to know an actual review that mattered for my child. End of review.
Yeah.
You tell them, Amazon.
You tell them.
5,036 people found this helpful.
Good. It's like those people, we brought this up last yes. time, the people who change recipes and then complain yes. about it. It's like, hey,
you're
no, that's not how this works.
Yeah, or maybe a stretch, but the whale watching people who are like, they warn you about throwing up, mm-hmm, and then I threw up everywhere, one yeah. star, and it's like, they told you.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, so I really like this because it was like, it was basically someone calling out all the people who use this for their pets. Not that they use it for the pets, but that they like complain that it doesn't work for the dog, huh, or that the dog ate it, which is like, yikes. I kind of want to find some of those now, I guess. But this product is like 36,000 reviews. So
holy shit.
There were a lot. That's why I bought it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, you know, I thought that was pretty spot on. Stop. Quit buying this bed for your dogs and giving bad reviews. Oh, use it correctly. You wasted my time. So clearly this person was personally affected yeah. by this.
I mean, but truly that is a total waste of time.
It is a waste of time. Like, come on. Okay, buy the Casper one. I'm telling you, Gio scratches it all day long. It's a tough, it's still, tough little guy.
Still around.
It's okay.
All peed on, but other than that,
he's not peed on it. Okay, this is a review of Disney Baby Winnie the Pooh and Friends stuffed toy. 5 stars by Sammy. I love this cute little stuffed Winnie the Pooh. It went perfectly with my dog's Halloween costume, and I know it's meant for babies. It even has a cute little jingle rattle sound inside, but my dog absolutely loves to carry it around. He doesn't tear up toys, so it's great for him. He seems to think it's good for snuggling.
Please tell me there's a picture.
I have a photo.
Oh god, okay, that is the cutest thing I've ever seen in my life.
I shouted when I saw it.
I am not kidding, that is the cutest thing I had no idea. I did not expect it to be that cute.
I what? Can't stand it. It's
I'm mad at how cute that
big,
is.
Big pupper. And he's dressed as Winnie the Pooh.
What's a little Pooh Bear?
And he has a little Pooh Bear in his paws.
It's so sweet.
So sweet.
Oh, it's that made so me sweet. So happy.
It's so sweet. He's like a really big pup. And he has this little red shirt on and a little yellow like Pooh Bear hat. And he's holding a little stuffed Pooh Bear.
So cute.
And it's called a baby rattle. But clearly... this, and I honestly, I think there's nothing cuter on this earth than dogs that don't shred toys, mm-hmm, and instead carry them around, because mm-hmm, Gio eviscerates
yeah,
toy
yeah.
like in honestly a more disturbing way than just like playing with it. Like he will like pull the individual threads out, mm-hmm, of its face. Like it's really disturbing to watch. But then
he
dogs
goes for the weak points.
He really like the fucking birds, but like he really does just not make it, you know, a sweet experience. But when dogs just carry them around like their own stuffed animals,
yeah,
like Tegan, who we used to live with, had like a little bear and she would just keep it. I think it's the sweetest thing. And I
me too. I love that.
Sometimes I wish Gio were a little more gentle.
I can hear you.
I know. I just got his report card and it said low energy, and I'm like, well, okay. Okay, 1 star by, no, sorry, 5 stars by Jenny. And this is of a verified purchase of the Hudson Baby Unisex Security Blanket.
Ooh.
In blue fox, one size. So it's a little blue fox and it has like a blankie coming off it.
Cute. Okay.
This is 5 stars by Jenny. We have a deaf dog along with 7 other dogs. Oddly, someone gave us one of these. I thought, what the hell? But let them play with it anyway. My mistake, because now I have to buy these once a month, or some just every 3 to 4 months. They carry them around like a security blanket, and only occasionally play tug of war with them, which is why I keep 8 around. They do well being washed and dried. So yeah, I just reviewed a baby toy for my dogs. What has my life become? Anyway, recommend for your dog or kid. End of review.
That's so funny.
There's 8 of these! it's in their house.
So cute.
I mean, it's so cute.
Oh my gosh. This is so nice and wholesome after hitting whales with ships.
I know. I mean, I didn't think that was going to get so dark.
The Beanie Baby mishap last week.
Oh, the Beanie
Baby.
We
haven't gotten feedback on because we haven't released that yet.
We recorded it yesterday.
So if you're sitting here and thinking, when are they going to address all that? The Beanie Baby
what
stuff.
What about all
we
our
totally
tweets
forgot about
that we yelled at
moment.
Them about? Yeah, well, yeah. We got this late, so yeah, our bad.
Maybe next episode, maybe, actually. We might record another one before then, because we've got a lot to record.
Bummer Parade Central hasn't been addressed.
Maybe we'll just do a special Bummer Parade episode for everyone who loved it, all like 12 of you.
Oh, I thought it was going to be like an apology tour, but yeah.
we
can either lean into it or we'll decide based on your feedback.
Or we'll go both ways and release one for more of these type of reviews of baby products for dogs. Oh my god, Juniper just got out of his Halloween house and he's the longest cat. It looked like he just that was the creepiest thing I've ever seen. Juniper
looks like a slinky.
It looks like, how does he do that?
I don't know.
That did not look,
he's a creepy kitty.
He
stretched his body out so you couldn't see his hind legs.
That was so creepy. Okay. Anyway, so
this is what I have to deal with day in, day out. And then I go on the internet and see pictures of dogs dressed as Winnie the Pooh with stuffed animals.
That's so cute.
And I'm like, what do I have to deal with this for? This is ridiculous.
It's a weird, weird pet household here.
I guess Mooney carries toys around in his mouth, but then he drowns them and watches them drown. So I guess that's really not quite as sweet.
Yeah. Yeah, once he brought a bowl of water up to Blaze's, like, while he was sleeping, and shoved his face in it. Blaze was strong enough to push him away, but it was a close call.
It was a few weeks after he had actually originally dragged Blaze out of bed and carried him to the water bowl and dropped him in. And we had to put a stop to that. But we were like, how sweet. He loves him. Uh-oh. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Anyway, all of you failure report cards is all I'm saying. Junie, Gio, and Moon. So all these dogs have little safety blankets.
Cute.
And sometimes they play tug of war. It's just so cute. It's just so cute. So those are all my animal ones. I did find one really weird one that, of course, I had to keep in. That's not about animals at all.
I won't hear it.
But I was Googling, like, you know, I know it's for babies, but. Mm-hmm. And so, of course, there were some weird ones that came up that were not pet related. So I found a review of something called Hidden in My Heart, Lullaby Journey Through Scripture, Volume 1. And this is a 5-star review by Krista.
I think you found this independent of this challenge.
I'm trying to like,
I know what you
search
for.
In.
I know what you're into.
Scripture lullaby. Uh-huh, yeah. Uh-huh. Krista gave it 5 stars. I know this is for babies, but I gave this set of 3 to my girlfriend who can't sleep due to her medication she needs to live. She believes in the Lord, and these CDs help her rest but not sleep. All in all, a great improvement.
What? Okay, that was
sorry.
A little...
I just couldn't not like make everybody else hear that too. She believes in the Lord.
I feel like if you say that, it means that you don't, but you see, you're like, as if you're like justifying this purchase. But that was like weirdly, I think the concept of this is weird, just because it's religious. I'm sorry. But, I did think it's so sweet how they said they're resting even if they're not sleeping, which is a big improvement.
I find that a little jarring.
You think?
These CDs, she doesn't sleep, but she rests. It's like, was she just laying there?
It's like if you can at least be restful.
Oh, that's true.
Is
if
what
she
I
can't
mean.
Sleep and it like helps her. Yeah,
like,
that's
you wouldn't
fair.
Be able to
that's
sleep
fair.
Either way, but at least you're not.
No, you're
being,
totally right.
Staying up and being anxious or whatever. At least you're feeling restful despite not being able to actually sleep.
Yes. No, that is fair. That is fair.
On a weird, unrelated note, I did watch a TikTok today, and it was someone who was reading their old Christian, they're very hardcore Christian back in the day, like when they were younger, like their teen Christian journal.
Oh god.
And, oh my god, it was
like
hilarious.
Youth camp, youth
yeah
group.
And it was like in it said, Lord, please like it was like, I know that he like Chase is struggling, so Lord, like, please don't allow him to sleep until he gains his faith.
And it was what? Oh,
and
no.
So the comments were like Chase wondering why he has insomnia.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I'm like, if God actually follows through on some of this stuff, no wonder people are struggling.
And they ask God to keep them up at night because they weren't
strongly enough. Yeah. Well, no wonder. Maybe God's just trying to sell his Hidden in My Heart Lullaby Journey Through Scripture CD.
True.
And he's like, I got to create the problem to solve the problem. You know what I mean?
Oh, I know exactly what you mean.
It's like his own. The Lord's MLM.
Yep.
Journey Through Scripture, Volume 1.
Yeah. It's like how we actually are the first people to write terrible reviews on the internet.
That's exactly right.
So that we could create a podcast.
We needed to create a problem to solve the problem.
Yeah.
We're not really solving many problems at
no,
all.
No, that no, was, no. That was we needed to create a problem to profit off
to profit
problem.
Off the problem yeah. And continue the problem.
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Easier said than done.
Yeah. You try doing that.
Yeah.
Listeners. But yeah, thank you everyone for
thank you. Sorry, we yelled it too. Thank you for listening. I am just so pleased. If you want to have like a better day, just look up like dogs dressed as Winnie the Pooh and stuff. I don't know. I feel like it's just really comforting to me. Or dogs with security blankets or stuffed animals. Just it really did improve my day. And after Alexander read some reviews about whales getting hit by boats.
Yeah. We needed it.
I think we needed it. So on that note, I guess we're still not announcing themes and challenges.
It's a surprise next week. So enjoy your surprise. Hope that we enjoy it too.
We better.
And we'll talk to you then.
All right. See you later.
Bye, Mom.